Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from our biblical garden here at the church. And I guess the question for me, a question on my mind is, where do you pray? And how often do you pray? The biblical garden is a great place to pray. Every Good Friday, we set up Stations of the Cross here and invite people to journey through the garden to be in prayer and reflection. But it's always open, a good place to come. A number of benches here at the church, a place to pause in the midst of life and to pray. I know some of you, when you happen to be near the church, will come by and might spend some time in the sanctuary praying. I know others pray throughout the day while you're driving, while you're working, while you're walking, while you're doing any sorts of things. Our text for this Sunday, our preaching text from Luke 11, Jesus' disciples have asked him to teach them how to pray, just as John's disciples have been taught how to pray by John. And in Luke, that is where Jesus gives a version of the Lord's Prayer. In Matthew, he gives it during the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6. So I've been thinking about prayer and the importance of prayer and the ongoing conversation that we're invited to have with God, a dialogue of sorts to remember who we are and who God is, and put our needs and our concerns, I think, in perspective with the rest of creation, in perspective to a loving and caring and generous God. Our text will go on and talk about how much more God loves and cares for us than any earthly parent cares for their child. And that is true. Although I also think that there's something about praying to God that, you know, even in the act of praying, we're acknowledging who God is, and our prayers already begin to be answered just by being able to let go and to acknowledge and give those burdens and those cares to God, and always wanting to pray that God's will be done throughout those prayers and throughout our life. So where do you go to pray? How often do you pray? What things do you bring to God in prayer? Do you pray aloud? Do you pray only in the silence of your mind and heart? I don't think there's any one way or one correct way to pray. There's lots of methods for praying, and the Lord's Prayer gives us kind of a structure, an outline, and in and of itself is a very worthwhile way. When we don't know or have the words to pray, the Lord's Prayer can actually serve to encompass many of the concerns in life, and that we pray that God's will would be done, that God's name would be hallowed, that we would have our daily provision, that we would live in relationship with others and forgive them as we have been forgiven by God. There's much contained within that prayer that is sufficient, even if we can't find the words on our own to add to or supplement that very prayer. So I invite you to join me in prayer throughout today, throughout this week, throughout every day. And if you miss a day, pick up where you left off the next day. I had a pastor once who talked about, you know, encouraging us to read our Bibles every day and how easy it is to break a habit or not be able to develop a habit if we miss one day. One day becomes two, becomes three, becomes four. But yet, same way that happens with a diet, right? If you're trying to create a habit of eating better. But, you know, if we miss one breath, we don't quit breathing, right? We go ahead and just pick up where we left off. And that'd be my encouragement to you, even as you think about praying, if you miss a day or a time of day, that you just pick up and carry on the next day. So let us pray. Let us pray now. Let us pray without ceasing, as the scriptures tell us. Thanks for spending a part of today with me. And if you want to hear more about the Lord's Prayer and praying, you can join us in worship on this Sunday. There may even be something exciting in our 11 o'clock, our modern worship service, as we have the pleasure of baptizing a young child in our midst. So take care, and I look forward to seeing you around the church.